from 1980 to the mid-1980s, we see different messages coming out of the state. These include, firstly, ZANU-PF's combined strategy of substituting its own labor center for a more established trade union tradition, culminating in the creation of the ZCTU and encouraging of splinter unions. Secondly, the ruling party's attack on legacies of the Rhodesian IR system by politicizing industrial relations, disputes, and Africanization of the Labor Department. Also, the attacks on ZAPU within the Labor Department, and with that, the formation of ZCTU is in part a response to the links of strong trade unionism to ZAPU in the colonial period. But also at this time, we see emerging calls for a kind of a greater productivity of labor and a normalization of industrial relations, trying in a sense to get to a much more normal labor context in which industrial relations, wage bargaining, collective bargaining can begin to set itself down.